Gloucester History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival.
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the History of Jackson podcast. Today we are joined by Sarah Smythe, the curator for Gloucester History Festival. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hello, very nice to be with you.
I'm so happy to get you on the podcast. I've absolutely loved working with you in the run-up to this festival. To actually meet you in person has been fantastic.
Yeah, no, well, it's been a busy 3 days. So yeah. There haven't been many moments when we've been in the same room together. But, you know, 20 events and yeah, I can't believe it's already almost over.
Yeah, well, on the question of the 20 events... this has been such a jam-packed festival this spring, and autumn looks to be even bigger. How do you as a creator bring together these programmes?
Well, for us here at Gloucester, it's really important to have a theme, and each year we have a theme. This year we're looking at roots and rebels, and that allows us to weave together an enormously wide range of events, but to bring them under the umbrella, and also having two bites of the cherry every year, we can start conversations and find out what our audiences enjoy and make sure we develop that at the Autumn Festival.
And I like that we can pick up something in the spring and finish it off in the autumn, maybe even cover it in the next year. But how did you come across and land on that idea of the theme?
Well, it's a conversation between Yanina Ramirez and I, who is the festival president. But we do work really closely with Heritage Open Days, which is the national free festival of open buildings happening every September. And their theme this year explores roots and connections. And we thought it would be really fantastic to use that, but to take it one step further, a look at the mavericks and the pioneers and the rebels and the people who travelled on those routes, whether they're overseas or routes close to home, and went on journeys and discovered extraordinary things.
It's absolutely fantastic to see such a breadth of history across the festival from Thursday night to Sunday evening. It really is a marvel. But yeah, there's an awful lot of diversity of topics. Has that been a deliberate choice by you and Yanina?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we're in the most beautiful medieval building, and medieval history and Roman history is central to Gloucester. But we deliberately aim to be as inclusive and broad as we can. And so we call the festival glocal. You know, Gloucester is a glocal festival. We are global in reach, as we will be streaming events and future festivals. But we are also very local. And, you know, we cherish the city and the building that we're in. And our range of events reflects that.
I mean, glocalization is an incredibly fascinating theory that, you know, looking at how things develop. And adding the streaming of the festival events is a really big step. And it's a step towards accessibility as well. So accessibility seems to be at the center of everything that we're doing as well as diversity. Why is it important to make sure that history, particularly history here at Gloucester, is accessible?
Well, I think to us, it's about stories, and it's about the stories of, you know, the people that we know already. But what the fascinating thing is here in Gloucester and in any locality is that it's always all the stories of people who haven't that haven't yet been told, and there are reasons for that, complex reasons for that. But what we cherish here at the festival is telling the stories and the details of the broad narratives that we may know the headlines of already, but also bringing to life those stories, particularly local stories, that people may not have heard before.
Yeah, and I love that blend. And as a curator, you know, what has been the thing that you've been most proud to bring to the festival?
I think for us, what makes the festival special is bringing somebody who can talk and respond to questions from a live audience. And somebody like Jeremy Bowen, for example, who yesterday, you know, the night before he was in Jerusalem, you know, 12 hours later he was here on stage in Gloucester answering questions about what's happening right now, but from a historical perspective. One of my favourite events ever was that we did a wonderful event with Nat Say and Sell, who had been in the Battle of Normandy and was among one of the first battalions to enter a German concentration camp at the end of the Second World War. And he was in his mid-90s, and he shared with us on stage here that experience. And so it's that first-hand witness in a live event, I think, is something really special. And it's really only history festivals that you will find that.
I totally agree. And to have that first eyewitness account from Jeremy yesterday was remarkable, to have that remarkable turnaround from him as well to come to Gloucester from Jerusalem was absolutely fascinating. Now, I know you've just given me one of your favourite things that you've seen, but what's maybe your favourite fact that you've learned here at Gloucester History Festival, across your time with the festival?
I suppose I used to be artistic director of the Cheltenham Literature Festival, and moving from a literature festival to a history festival, it's shown me the, strangely enough, not just the importance of the people appearing on stage to talk, but the place where they're doing it. Because where we are today, it was built in 1239, has got the most oldest original library building in the country. And to do a history festival in a place that's so infused with the past, and every wall, it leaks history. I think that has shown me that location is so important to the festival that you're doing.
I think that's a brilliant answer. And the fact that we're in Blackfriars, it's just such a beautiful building. To be surrounded, like you said, to be surrounded by a place that leaks history is just, it really ties everything together really nicely. Now, we've had the Spring Festival, it's nearly finished. How can people go away and find tickets and learn more about the Autumn Festival, which is coming up in September?
Absolutely. So we kick off on the 7th of September with Gloucester Day. And following us on socials and visiting our website, gloucesterhistoryfestival.co.uk, from May onwards, we'll be starting to share our autumn programme. Lots of names already confirmed, which I'm not allowed to share with you yet.
Oh, wow.
But, it's going to be a cracking festival as this spring's sell-out 3 days.
Yeah, and I cannot wait for that autumn festival. So thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks very much.